Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Beyond the gates of Antares.
Beyond the gates of Antfarties.
It's
been upgraded.
To Farties.
To Farties.
I think Antfarties would be better.
Of the Poopman.
Yeah, beyond the gates of Antfarties.
Nah.
But it makes more sense.
Isn't that just what he said? Beyond the gates of Antfarties?
No, you just said Farties.
Fartaris.
Fartaris.
Fartaris is fine.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I come up with something a little better. I am still so...
It was vastly inferior. You came up with it.
I'm still so unbelievably hungover right now. You have no idea. Like, I was like, oh, let's just record a little later today, because I'll be fine, but no. I'm just like, fuck. Can't drink like I used to, Steve. Can't drink like I used to. I used to be a champion. Now, can't do it.
You were never a champion.
I was, back in the day.
No.
Yes.
How can you sit here and tell these people all these lies?
I am not ashamed of my drinking past. I used to be able to handle it with the best. I outdrank some Australians.
Is that an achievement?
I guess.
Are Australians known for drinking?
Yes.
I thought they were just known for Fosters. It's Australian for beer.
No one drinks Fosters in Australia.
They all drink Fosters. Oh, yeah. They all drink Fosters. They all eat nothing but shrimp, and they have kangaroos in their backyards.
Yes.
And the kangaroos fist fight left and right.
Now you know you're just going to get some angry Australian who's just like, first of all, we call them prawns.
No.
Secondly, we only fight kangaroos every other boxing day.
That's not accurate. He's going to be like, yep, that's exactly right.
Right.
Right. No rules, just right.
Nice.
Oh, and the only restaurants they have is Outback.
As Outback Steakhouse? Yeah. Oh, by the way, you know, the other week when we did the national anthems and I sang Waltzing Matilda was this show's national anthem? It's not actually its national anthem. I found that out.
Oh.
For the longest time, I actually thought it was Australia's national anthem.
So what is their national anthem?
It's some stupid, like Australia, the beautiful land. Some stupid song. Not as cool as Waltzing Matilda, I'll tell you that. Someday tells ye.
You were defeated.
I was.
Shot down in your prime.
Shot through the
Relative prime.
So anyway, welcome to Game Classy. I'm your host, Joe, and with me as always is the...
Esteban El Fuerte.
Steve the Fire.
Fuerte. Fuerte. Not Fuego.
What's Fuerte? The Strong? Steve the Strong. Okay.
Yes. Sorry. Fuego is fire.
Yes. Okay.
Tu español es mal, Josef.
Ah, sí. Es muy mal. Qué lástima.
Oh, dolor, mi estómago.
Someone's been watching The Simpsons.
Oh, that means my stomach hurts.
Yeah, I know, but that's from Bumblebee Man does that.
I thought he's Dolor mi cabeza.
Oh, yeah, he has numerous maladies.
Right, well, he's always hurt.
Based upon his...
I know, I haven't watched
Simpsons. Extreme circumstances.
I haven't watched an episode of The Simpsons, I'm fairly certain, like, at all, in, like, maybe 3 years.
I watched that...
Even old ones.
I watched a big chunk of that marathon when it was on.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it.
FXX. FXXXXX.
I mean, don't get me wrong, there's still quality Simpsons episodes, but it just it like beat itself to death.
It did. I mean, it's a little past its prime.
And it's kind of like, it's almost getting to the point where the new stuff, like the newer stuff that I saw was so bad, it's just like it's ruining the old stuff. It's like the Star Wars prequels. It's like these are so bad, they're ruining everything.
Sometimes. I mean, there's been a couple good ones here and there, but it's still few and far between.
Like the fourth season of Battlestar Galactica.
Bang, 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 bang.
It's so bad it ruined the entire series.
Oh, man. I apologize to anybody who listened to the last episode of Play On just because it's Play On. But also because I'm very low on the microphones. Like, my voice is, like, really, really down. And I think it's because of Pat's terrible, terrible recording system. I'm throwing that out there.
Damn.
I couldn't even hear my own headphones.
You're slapping Pat in the face with the gauntlet.
That's not a gauntlet, sir.
Yeah.
No, that's my wiener.
Oh, I thought you were gently sliding that across his face.
He was like, it's your headphones. It's your headphones. No, man, it's your recording system.
Shh. Slide.
But yes, on that one. So, but we talked about Shadows of Mordor on there. Have you seen that game?
I have it.
It looks pretty badass.
It's really good.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. I'm like,
it's very, very good.
Pat also kept on pronouncing everything as Uruk instead of Urukai. He was like Uruks, and I'm like, I've never heard it pronounced that way. This is weird. I don't know if I should correct him
or not. The fighting Urukai. But yeah, no, it's fucking great. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
and Alien Isolation as
well. Yeah, that's the other one we talked about.
It's really good.
And well, you love Aliens, so.
I do, but.
Did you see that picture of the Nostromo I posted?
Mm-mm.
It was from the thread that I was talking about on the auction. There was some guy had like a replica of the Nostromo.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
looking.
That was cool.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was the Nostromo. I think that was the Sulaco.
Oh, was it?
The Sulaco is the one from Aliens.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what it was. Not
yeah, the
Nostromo.
Nostromo is like a rectangle-shaped yeah. weird thingy. See?
I can't keep that straight.
I know my Aliens.
I know my Aliens.
But that's actually what makes me hypercritical about the video games.
Yeah.
Because I like the franchise so much. Like,
you hypercritical about something pop culture-y? Yeah, never.
It's true. So the video game is phenomenal. So if I'm telling you that it's phenomenal, you can, you know, extrapolate that. I think it's going to be really fun. It's pants shitting. I'll tell you that. Like, it's actually like pretty scary, which is awesome. There's a lot of tension built
were you
up
like,
in it. No, the scariest moment for me thus far was at the very, like towards the very beginning, someone gets killed. And then your character is like, oh, shit. And like, I got to get out of here. And there's you don't see the alien. You just see like the tail, and it like pulls the character into a air vent. And you're like, oh, fuck. So the music starts going, and like I start heading towards this tram where you can call a tram, and you're waiting for the tram. And it takes forever for this fucking tram to get there. And I'm waiting, and like the music starts coming. It's like, and there's like fucking smoke's pouring out, and like the lights are flickering. And I'm like, ah, fuck, man, the alien's coming. And I'm like, it's like, and it went on for so long. I'm just like, okay, this is fucking stupid. They're just trying to make me scared. Nothing's gonna happen. So then, like, the tram finally gets the door opens up, the music's like, and there's fucking smoke everywhere. I'm like, oh, whatever. That's just stupid. That's not doing anything. So I walk into the tram, and I'm looking around in the tram, like on the seats for like an item or something before I like push the button to send the tram off. And behind me, I just hear, and I turn around and look at the fucking aliens right there. I dropped my controller and it killed me. I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
Oh,
so that was the scariest one thus far. It's really good. It's fun. It's not an action game, though. So if anyone buys it expecting like machine gunning, like let's rock, they're going to be disappointed.
Bum, ba, ba, and bum, ba, ba.
That's Starship Troopers.
I know. We've gone over this before. That's my normal music for aliens.
And then there's a thing you get for pre-ordering it and maybe buying initial release copies called The Crew Expendable.
Yeah.
Which is you play as the original crew of the Nostromo.
Oh, fun.
You can play as Ripley, Parker, or Dallas. And all of the actors came back to voice the characters.
What about if I was Ash?
You can't be Ash.
Oh.
Sorry.
I want to be Bilbo.
You can't be Bilbo. But yeah, they all came back to voice their characters, which I thought was pretty cool.
Including John Hurt.
Yep.
Oh no, that's an alien.
Oh wait,
run.
No, not John Hurt. John Hurt didn't come back because he's dead.
Oh, so it's only like he's dead in the movie. John Hurt's not dead.
No,
in
no,
life.
Not dead. No. John Hurt's not dead. His character's dead.
Dead. Okay. I was like, what? When did John Hurt die?
No, John Hurt's not dead. John Hurt will never die.
Yeah. Can we talk about some game stuff instead of video
these
games?
These are games.
No, you just
they're
really
far
excited.
More exciting than anything going on in tabletop.
I know, I'm just kind of bored with
talk about like shitty Kickstarters that aren't paying out, or bad board games that people like.
Yeah, I mean, it's some. This is going to be a complainy episode, more complainy than most probably.
I don't think you need to complain about it. You could just point out, be like, this Kickstarter never came out. This Kickstarter never came out. This Kickstarter is currently shitting in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, it's the standard thing with that. But I do want to talk about the auction first, because I think there were some interesting observations I had made at the Games Plus auction, which I go to twice a year. And it's kind of like gives me an idea of the state of gaming. Number one thing, it was not as big as it has been in the past, but it's a fall auction, so I kind of give it a little bit of slack on that.
I always thought the fall one was the bigger one.
No, usually spring is bigger.
Really?
I feel. Hmm. I don't know. Who knows? But the
maybe I just sold more stuff at the fall auctions. Because usually for me, my fall auctions would always be way better.
Yeah. So the number one thing, and it's what I predicted, what I talked about last podcast, was that I thought Star Wars. Attack Wing was going to be, you know, on the block a lot. And it was. There was a ton of expansion sets there. I think I counted like 8 or 9 expansion sets and of the core base sets of Star Wars Attack Wing out there. There was no Star Trek Attack Wing out there, just the Star Wars sets.
Then that would just be X-Wing.
Yeah.
Because Star Wars is just X-Wing. Attack Wing is Star Wars Trek.
Ah, whatever. So just the X-Wing. That's what it is. X-Wing. Just X-Wing. So X-Wing was out there. There was a lot of those. They sold for a decent amount. I mean, people were buying them up. But I think it's what we always talk about, because, like, isn't X-Wing, like, the second biggest minigame out there?
X-Wing's huge.
Yeah, or number one, something like that.
It always sells out. Like, regardless of people selling their copies at the auction, that's irrelevant, because it is yet to slow down. It's actually, like, you can't keep it in stock.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking there was a lot of people buying it, and then they were just like, okay, I'm done with this. So there's, like, a huge expansion of it, and I think it might be, like...
Or people trying to sell it at a profit, because the core sets are sold out right now.
Well, it could be that, too. They definitely didn't make a profit on it. I mean, they were only selling for, like, $20, which is... I think you get on Amazon for, like,
$20. Mm, no, $20 is, like, cost, so it's probably a little more than that.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's...
$25, $30.
But, yeah, so it was selling about $20 a piece, so... One of them sold, had, like, a bunch of the expansions in it, too, with Y-Wings and shit like that, and that one sold a little bit more. But none of the expansions or anything like that, just the core sets were there in abundance. So that was, I thought, was very weird that...
Well, it could be that they're not using the core set chips, because the core set's just, if I remember correctly, 2 TIE fighters and 1 X-Wing.
Yeah.
So if you're not using TIE fighters or X-Wings, you don't need it.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to get my 3 Millennium Falcons flying around the table.
Well, apparently the best, so I don't know too much about the game, but I talked to someone who runs tournaments and, like, that kind of stuff. And apparently for a very long time, the, like, degenerate list is take number of points, insert that many TIE fighters.
Yeah.
And, like, that was just the best list. You just win. Because you have so many ships, you out-action the other person.
Yeah.
So then they released the Z-95 Headhunter for the Rebels, which is essentially a Rebel Alliance TIE fighter. So he said that his last, like, 2 tournament finals were one dude with max Z-95s versus one dude with max TIE fighters. And I'm like, man, how is that game popular?
I don't know. It's
because of the ships. That's why.
Yeah, well, yeah. They're beautifully...
They're micro machines.
Yeah, they're beautifully... Well, no, they're beautifully painted micro machines. I mean, not even micro machines were that well painted.
I believe you've never seen Z-Bots, then.
Oh, no. I can honestly say I have not seen micro machine Z-Bots. What the fuck are Z-Bots? Hold on. I got to see this.
They're fucking, like, terribly, like, neon robots.
Hold on.
They're hilarious.
Because this sounds familiar.
I can't believe you don't know what Z-Bots are. Yo.
I know, it sounds awfully familiar. So
packaging had, like, electricity on it. They're very 90s.
Oh, fuck. I do remember these. Yeah. These things were bullshit.
Z-Bots.
Oh, they're so awful.
They're the most fucking 90s thing ever.
This one's got Spanish packaging.
It says,
Linkbots Collectorus. Para crear magníficos vehículos.
It's Collectoros.
Collectoros. No, it's Collectalos. Para crear magníficos vehículos Z-Bots.
Your Spanish is terrible.
It's all right. Conectalos y crea una robonave de combate. Here, you try to do better.
Conectalos y crea una robonave.
No, but say it in the voice like the guy who says sabro, sabro, sabro.
De combate. That's connect and create a robot something of combat. I don't know what nave means.
It means God.
Para crear magníficos vehículos Z-Bots.
Z-Bots, Z-Bots,
super
Z-Bots.
Robot machines. I got the fucking upside down exclamation point.
Oh, yeah, these things are terrible.
Dude, but yeah,
I definitely think that was a out of all of my observations at the auction, that was, like, my biggest observation was the X-Wing. I was just like, fuck, there's a lot of X-Wing starter sets. I kind of wish there was some of the expansion sets. And it's also, you know, they're finally coming out with their third faction for it. So
the Bounty Hunters.
The Black Suns.
And everybody wants to play IG-88.
He doesn't even... Why do people care about these fucking bullshit background characters in Star Wars that don't do shit? IG-88 didn't do shit.
No, Boba Fett escaped the Sarlacc when he was rescued by Dengar and did all these other things.
And Dengar was just a fat dude with a Band-Aid on his head.
Diaper, actually.
Sorry, he had a diaper on his head.
Yeah. You call him a real shithead.
I'm Dengar. I'm essentially the bounty hunter version of Jack Porkins.
No, Jack Porkins is dialogue.
Yeah, it's true.
Jack Porkins, better than almost all the bounty hunters in Star Wars, because Jack Porkins talks.
Well, Jack Porkins is better than pretty much everyone in Star Wars.
It's true. Having a little trouble here.
I don't think
going down.
Drop my sandwich.
That would be awesome if you just eating a sandwich. Like, yeah, go get the Death Star. Mmm, pastrami.
Porkins, are you eating in your ship?
No. It's pastrami. I couldn't resist.
Oh, this mustard is so good. Your comm is still on. You need to cut the chatter.
Eat shit. Where's my beer?
No, he wouldn't be drinking beer. He'd be having like a 2 liter of like Coke 2.
No, he'd be drinking beer.
No, no. Porkins would be like drinking the most disgusting pop on the planet. Probably like some Fanta or some shit like that.
He'd be drinking beer.
No, he would not be drinking. You don't drink and drive an X-Wing. Porkins does. No, he's
Porkins
responsible.
Is not responsible. He's not Porkins is very irresponsible.
I believe if you look at the extended universe, you'll find that much like the Hatchet Man, Jack Porkins is one of the most misunderstood things in the mythos that he belongs to.
Quit trying to force it. You're forcing it this time.
No.
You're forcing mythos, guy.
No.
Yes.
No. You just don't want to. You just don't want to hear him again.
I don't.
He's coming back.
But I'd like it if it was a little more organic instead of you being forcing it like that.
Nope. People demanded the return.
Which is his name? Is he like Mythos guy or lore guy or?
Yeah, I don't know. He was
BattleTech guy.
Yeah, that was a different voice too. So.
Oh, okay. I don't pay attention. All your voices sound the same to me, except for Katana guy. He's a very special guy. But, yeah. And Biggs Darklighter. Biggs Darklighter fucking sucks.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the guy that he's Luke's friend who blows up.
Oh, he's the guy who dies, right?
Yeah.
Fuck him. He's dead. Who cares?
Fuck him. He's dead.
That's what I think about everybody who's dead. Fuck him. They're dead.
Except Porkins.
Well, I mean, I like Porkins up to the point where he died, but when he died, fuck him. He's dead.
Oh, man.
Fuck him. He's dead.
All right. So, other observations from the auction. Let me pull this up real quick.
Your stench was on par with the other neckbeards?
Just like I'm hungover today, I was really hungover. I got drunk with Kevin, who we did game Planet Arbitrary with, and we watched Troll Hunter and a couple other scary
movies.
Yeah, it was decent. It was not as...
Troll Hunter was surprisingly good.
I was sad because I was like, oh, only Norwegians could like make a horror movie, and it's not even that horror.
It's just cool. It's like, oh, neat. Look, there's different kinds
of
trolls.
But it was like kind of sad because it was also like this environmental message. I'm like, I came here to be scared, not to feel.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely not a scary movie at all.
I know, but it was under horror, so we were like,
yeah. There's monsters in it.
Then we watched this terrible movie called Grave Encounters. It was just bad on every level.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah. But we saw Annabelle the day before.
Oh, yeah, how's that?
Okay, it's like.
Did you like The Conjuring?
I did love The Conjuring. Okay. I thought The Conjuring was one of my favorite horror movies the last 5 years. But Annabelle was literally one half remake of Rosemary's Baby and the other half terrible. Ooh. So that's, yeah. It was like literally the first 45 minutes. I'm like, when are they going to get to the scary stuff? But then they actually got to the scary stuff. And I'm like, oh, this isn't that scary. It's just Rosemary's Baby.
Oh,
and this isn't, whoever directed this is no Roman Polanski.
Did you watch Your Next?
No, I haven't watched that.
You should watch that.
Is it good?
It's very good.
What is it? Is it horror?
Yeah, it's a home invasion movie.
You're Next. I thought you said Year Next.
No, You're Next.
Now, I'm not big on the home invasion stuff. I like a little more supernatural stuff.
You should watch it.
Okay, I'll watch it.
I highly recommend it.
Okay, is it on Netflix?
It is.
Okay, then maybe I'll give it a try. But the one of my favorite scenes in Annabelle, though, I have to tell, because it's just... What the thing Annabelle did really well was the...
Oh, you're about to spoil this movie for everyone?
Yeah, who gives a fuck? You know how in Insidious they'd have the demon face?
Yeah.
Yeah. They did something very, very similar in Annabelle with a demon face. And, like, it was just awesome every time they did it. Like, that was, like, really well done. But I always, when I was watching, I was like... Afterwards, I was kind of like, it's just that rehash of Insidious. Like, they did the same thing. But there was some really... One really great horror sequence in that entire movie, and that was it. Everything else was just like, I don't need to see Elfrey Woodard in a bit of horror movie. I don't need this. She was in First Contact. I don't need this.
I don't know who Elfrey Woodard is.
But F. Murray Abraham was in it.
I don't know who that is either.
God bless F. Murray Abraham. He played Salieri in Amadeus. Won an Academy Award for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who that is.
It was not Steve who was laughing at me. It was God.
Yeah, and he got farted on. Yeah. Now that dude on the Tabletop Gaming News is gonna be all upset about the spoilers.
He spoiled Amadeus for me.
He spoiled everything.
He's spoiling. This is spoiling. My other option, and some of my observations were there was not quite as much Flames of War that you normally... You normally see a lot of Flames of War at that auction. There wasn't a lot of that. And I'm not quite sure what to make of that.
People probably sold their stuff and didn't rebuy anything.
Yeah, I know. But there's still a lot of people that play Flames of War in the Chicagoland area. So I don't know, as I say, I don't know what it means. Normally you see like a lot of...
I don't know, you have your thumb up the ass of historical gaming lately, so...
Yes, I do. I am taking the temperature, and that temperature is humid. Humid.
Mild.
Mild. And smells like Taco Bell.
Hummus.
And hummus. By the way, those Wild West Exodus minis, not Wild West Exodus, Deadlands minis did bring in some money for the games for the game classy. So they actually sold pretty well. I was like, oh, okay, people like Deadlands.
I told you.
Yeah, I was surprised. I had no idea at the time. But no, I did not sell any of my Clan War stuff in case anybody was asking. I refused.
No one was asking.
Someone did.
Yeah, someone who gave you Clan War asked if you sold the figures he gave you. That's why you don't send anything to Joe, people. He's just going to sell it. He appreciates nothing. He's a soulless, heartless monster.
It's true. Oh, there was so much confrontation stuff there, too.
Like, everyone's finally throwing that shit in the trash where it belongs.
It's got to be. It doesn't belong in the trash. It's just that I really think.
All right, it belongs in a dumpster.
I just can't believe that game. That fucking. What's that? Coolman or not would waste so much IP like that by not putting out the Phoenix Edition yet.
They clearly don't care. They've got plenty more, like, Kickstarters to print money with. Like
fucking Kings of War and shit, which I still haven't gotten. You want to transition to...
Kings of War, you mean...
Wrath of Kings.
Wrath of Kings.
Kings
of War Kickstarter definitely delivered everything.
You want to talk about shitty Kickstarters that aren't delivering? Because,
Drake? Drake 2? That sucked, because Drake looked awesome. It looked really cool. And apparently Drake 1, like, a bunch of the stuff had shipped. So... You know, there was people were like, oh, yeah, I got some of my Drake 1 stuff. So then people were very, like, willing to donate to Drake 2.
Yeah, I'm a big... I've said on the podcast about 1,000 times, and I'll keep saying it. If a Kickstarter only has pictures in CAD, don't support it. Because those figures ain't coming like that. They will not look like that. It's going to take fucking forever to get them out.
Wild West Exodus. Wildest Exodus slaps you right in the face with their wiener.
Yeah, but I mean, that's one out of how many?
Relic Knights got better once Coolman or not stopped making the figures.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, but how long did it take for fucking Relic Knights to come out, too?
No, Relic Knights took infinite time.
Exactly.
But it came out. I don't know. Like,
people... Well, Drake is not going to come out. It's just going to take fucking forever to come out.
We'll see.
Or Drake 2.
We'll see.
Ooh.
I don't know. I have my stance on it is like, a lot different than most people's. Like, I will put money, if I want something from a Kickstarter, I'll put money towards it. And then two things. One, I will wait and not bitch, because who fucking cares?
Yeah.
And two, if it doesn't come out ever, well, I understand that, because I understand that Kickstarter is not a guaranteed service.
Yeah. I mean, hold on a second. I gotta like sneeze in a second. I got one of those things going on right now. I think it's passed. But... Yeah, it's the same. I'm the same. Like, I'm sitting here, like, I don't really bitch about Wrath of Kings, but it's more like, Wrath of Kings, still not out.
Yeah, I mean, because I backstarted Kingdom Death. Yeah. I backstarted Kingdom Death. I got a backstarter. That's going to be mine. That's going to be my crowdfunding website. Backstarter.
Yeah. That's just describing your gas more than anything.
That's the fire starter.
I am the fire starter.
But I don't even care. Like, it'll get here when it gets here. Or it won't. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, I guess I'm more laid back than most people.
Well, I mean...
Because plus, like, a lot of people who are, like, bitching about things, it's like, you know, it's just going to be sitting in your closet. Like, it's just going to be another box you have in your closet, under the shelf, in your bin, wherever you keep your things. Not refuse bin for you UK guys. Bin as in a top-loading item that you have, a Rubbermaid bin.
I believe they call those jelly hangers.
Jolly, they don't hang. They don't call them jolly.
Yeah,
hangers.
But so that doesn't matter.
Call
that doesn't
jolly
matter.
Fumbles or jolly tumbles.
Yeah, jolly tumbles. It doesn't matter to fucking UK people. They have stupid names for things.
What about?
And they came up with the damn language.
Hang on, wait. Was eggies in a basket? That's not a thing. That's not a British thing. It's hilarious. In V for Vendetta.
Yeah,
it's like that's fucking like Southern United States. That's not British.
My favorite thing is still from 4chan where they call it bong. Instead of like 3 o'clock, they call it three bongs. I don't know why that makes me laugh.
It's rotten! It's frozen!
You love your Gordon Ramsay, don't you?
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay's pretty funny.
Yeah, but we can talk about some of the new Kickstarters that are coming out, can't we? I know Redbox Games is doing another Kickstarter. Fucking go out and support Redbox Games because their figures are awesome and they always deliver.
Yeah, they're the Jimmy Jam.
I still got some left over from the last time you sent me some stuff. I should do another contest. I got a couple more figs I can give out.
More Redbox stuff?
Yeah, I got to come up with something for
it. He's the Jimmy Jam.
It's just fucking good-looking shit. I do have small complaints about it. Okay, I'm going to give two small complaints about Redbox Games. One, their weapons are very wee and thin. So it like I always feel like I'm going to break them. They are not.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to whack your toys into each other, Joe.
Well, what about when I put them up on my butt?
Well, then you should be.
What about when I dock you shouldn't, my penis to
you
them?
You shouldn't be using swordsmen for that. You should be using bowmen or spearmen. That's or why.
Perhaps I'd be using a more roundish orc as opposed to a more pointy human.
Yes, this is true. The full plate mail might be a little much. You could choose this orc in the loincloth, the club.
It's a more rounded club. Yes. It's more perfect for you. Perhaps you should use this gelatinous blob as opposed to. But yeah, so they're a little. So Redbox Games aren't really wargaming figures. Those are definitely RPG stuff.
Yeah, they're paint and put on your shelf or role play.
Role play with. Yeah, and that's the other thing is I think their proportions are a little more realistic, so it takes just a little bit more getting used to, I suppose. Because it's like they're realistic proportions, but they are still kind of a heroic scale. So some stuff is a little out of proportion, a little exaggerated. So it's kind of a weird, like.
I mean, they are fantasy figures.
Yeah, so. But the stuff looks really nice in that Kickstarter. I was a big fan of it.
And their material is very robusto, the stuff they make it out of.
Robusto! Mm-hmm. Yeah. Darklands new Kickstarter is ending in a couple days, so. That's, I don't know, Darklands. Have they been delivering on their stuff? I haven't heard people bitching about it, so I'm assuming they're delivering. Yeah. This is their third one, so.
Their minis are really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that their, like, company is possibly very shady.
Well, like, the old company that they worked with was the shady one.
Maybe. I don't know. It's one of those things where it's kind of like,
But they've delivered on the last two, so.
So they're not Defiance Games.
No. Well, I mean, they. Fuck it, Defiance. God damn it. But they delivered on the first one, I think. I mean, I haven't heard anything otherwise. Like, normally when people aren't delivering on Kickstarters, we're the first ones who hear about it. Some guy going like, fuck this company. They haven't delivered yet.
Oh, there's the Robotech debacle.
Oh, we got to talk about that for sure. Did you see those sprues?
Fuck yeah. Those sprues would not be that bad if you needed, you know, four or five figures. And like that was your entire deal. Because it looks like I just saw the sprues. So I don't know if they're. Here's my thing with them. If there are that many pieces and you can still only assemble them in one pose, that is unreal. Like,
yeah,
unbelievable and 100% pure shit and not defendable in any way. If you can get lots and lots of pose action because of how many pieces they're in, that would be acceptable. Again, if you had five or six figures in your entire army.
Yeah.
But from what I gather, that's not the case. That's a big game, like many guys versus many guys.
Yeah, I think it's not designed to be like that big. You can make it that big, but it's like I look at it as like Battletech, you know, where you can play a small game or you could play a massive game that's going to last 6 years. That massive game that lasts 6 years, 12 figures on both sides. But for Robotech, from what I've seen, it's like you could play it on multiple different scales of size. But yes, you can. It can be a big game. It can be scaled up that high. But I don't know. I like modeling and I like building stuff like that. I don't mind it as much. But, you know, I'm a different person than you or anyone else. You know, most people are like, I don't want this. You know, I want to, you know, a one-piece figure, which I like. You know, I'm playing bolt action. All my figures are one-piece metals that I bought from a couple different sites. I refuse to buy the plastic Warlord figures because I don't want to sit there and assemble all of these figures with their wee widdly weapons that are going to break for my type of games. Like, the metals are available.
Just when you're smacking your models together.
When I put them up my butt.
There's not going to be any damage to the miniature of your butt. Your anus is so loose from overuse at this point. You could fit a fucking tank in there. No way. No one would care.
No way, man. It can crush those figures. I do exercises on a regular basis.
Maybe in your wildest dreams. Ooh, mein Führer.
Cool. There's a little Hitler. I have a little Hitler figure. After I bought him and I pulled him out of the package, I'm like, what have I done?
You've crossed the threshold into being a true historical gamer.
No true historical gamer would have Hitler. I'd only put Hitler out on the battlefield, like have him out there, like just be like the ultimate killing machine.
No, he stays at home to inspire you to greater feats with your Nazis.
Yeah. Well, I don't play Nazis.
Then why do you have a Hitler?
Someone's calling me from Kissimmee, Florida.
You should answer it on the podcast.
No, it's all right. It's probably usually if it's not that, it's not as my phone number is very similar to another business in Chicagoland. It's just we have different area codes, so I get calls for them all the time.
My phone number is super similar to a teenage girl's, and I've been getting strange texts.
Did you get in dick pics?
No dick pics. I don't know how old she is. I think she's a little young for the dick pics. But I did get like a text that's like, "Hey Lily, we got the tickets to the One Direction concert. Are you going to be here?" And I'm like, I haven't responded to any of them. And because I get frozen because I'm like, fuck, what's the best response to this? I'm like, do I just do like JK, winky face or some shit?
JK,
fuck.
Winky face.
Fuck, what do I do? And like, I can't convey like the, oh my God, what the fuck are we going to do? I want to go say one direction. Oh my God. I can't do that.
No, it's.
You can't do that with text. It doesn't work.
I have found that it's very hard to imitate people in text. Like, we're just too old to really get how young people text each other.
Yeah, because I wanted to get it to like get people to text more, like to like rope them in.
It's they have a very specific style of talking on text that it just like blows my mind. It's like a whole other fucking language.
I could do something that's like from a random number that just says like sup or like hey. And usually I respond like hello. Just type in just hello. And they don't respond to that. I'm like, yes, they know what they know.
Hey, the Gamer Tavern Podcast Network has got a Kickstarter. They got $884.
Wow.
What the fuck, man? Do they I wonder how many viewers they have, how many listeners they have. I'm gonna go to gamerstavern.org. They had 127 backers.
Gonna put this podcast on blast.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see. Holy shit, they got a nice website.
Oh yeah, by the way, the Planet Arbitrary website doesn't load comments anymore.
It doesn't let comments?
If you go to a podcast and you go to the comments, it says like, there are this many comments, read below, and it's fucking blank.
Well, that's because we probably don't get comments.
No, there's four. It says like, there are four comments, read below, and it's blank.
Oh wow, they didn't ask me anything on Reddit. I like how they have to do that on Reddit. We just do like an ask me anything on Facebook. Like,
so, games?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh God, this is kind of interesting. I'm glad to have seen this.
Joe's boner for the Gamers Tavern podcast is quite large right now. What the hell? Subscribers?
They have 12 comments on their AMA.
Oh shit! That means that if you use internet math, they're roughly 3.6 trillion times more popular than we are.
If we did an AMA, we'd be like, "Fuck off! Stop asking me questions."
No, if we did an AMA, there would be nothing but the fucking tumbleweeds and you on like a sock puppet account going like, "You guys are so cool, especially Joe. He's the best."
There's
Joe's sock puppet. Yeah. So we could have a long conversation with you and yourself.
I do that a lot on my own anyway when I'm playing with my little figures, when I'm painting my little guys. I'm like, "Joe, you're the best. How are you so good at your games?"
And they go straight into the butt.
Oh man, they have a store. This fucking place, these guys are on top of it.
Yeah, they're far fancier than you.
They got a fucking donate button.
Do they have a Patreon? That's the new big thing. It looks like a P, the little logo.
I don't know.
It'll be with their Twitter and all that shit.
This website's having a really hard time loading on my iPad. I'm wondering if it's either their website or your wireless.
Definitely on my wireless. My wireless is quite good.
They have zero comments on anything, so... See, that's how I always could tell, at least, that they're in fucking Gamers Podcast, Gamers Network, whatever the fuck, Gamers Tavern. We should.
You're upset that they have a donate button.
I'm upset that they somehow have made their goal of $800 on their fucking. God damn it. I don't care. We're better than they are.
Yeah, where's your $800?
Shut up. Shut up, Steve.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, worst podcast ever.
Oh, God damn. I think it is your wireless.
Shouldn't be.
Wireless. Yeah, it's just everything's taking forever to fucking load.
Are you connected to the right website?
I am.
The right thingy?
I am.
Are you sure?
I am. All right, so what else do we got to talk about?
Maybe it hates your eye device.
It could, fucking, for all I know. What else we got to talk about for gaming stuff?
We could go more in depth in Shadow of Mordor if you'd like.
I'm not going into. We're not talking about damn Shadows of Mordor.
But it's so good.
We are not the video game podcast, for Christ's sake.
We would do such a better job.
No, we wouldn't. I don't play video games.
Well, I mean, I would. You could listen to Nod. Well, I cover everything much better. The thing that's awesome is, like, a lot of I like listening to Penn stuff. They're fun, but, like, a lot of times they'll talk about new things or things that I know about, and I'm just like, that's fucking wrong. Like, all of these facts are wrong. Like, wrong. Like, that's not why it works. That's not the name of the game. That's not the name of the move. No. I would be the best on that, because I could just sit there and be silent and just have my fingers on my fingers on my cheeks and just stare at them. And the same thing, I'll be like, actually, that's the BFG, not the BLG. I don't know where you came up with the BLG. You might as well call it a BLT.
Oh, you being critical, hypercritical about something? Pop culture?
Correcting. That's the thing. They're actually wrong. So it's like this, like the perfect example. I got Pat got mad. Pat got mad
about
this one.
Really right now.
They were on the podcast. They were talking about Destiny, and they said there's no map in Destiny of the hub city. And I'm like, actually, there is. You're wrong. You're 100% in error. There's a map. You have to access it by talking to a robot that's in the area. And I showed him a picture of the map and everything. And then Pat got mad because he was wrong.
You are just a man of I don't even know what to tell you there. It's like my caring levels, they are falling.
Correcting people when they are incorrect is one of the best things in the world.
They're falling, man. It's all falling. Like, my caring levels, just like, I don't give a fuck if there's a map or not a map. Like, I think that's where you fail, is that you think people actually care.
No, it's just being right. Being right is by far the best.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. This is one of the guys on the Gamers Tavern.
He looks like somebody. Can't think of who it is.
Oh, look at this guy. Look at that guy.
That guy looks mad. You better not chick-talk these guys. They'll come to your house and roll you.
They'll come to kill me. They'll kick my ass.
Yeah, they'll roll you.
They're in Texas. Well, you don't mess
then
with Texas.
Then they'll shoot you. They won't roll you. They'll just shoot you.
You retarded? Well, we're going to execute you.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much. Let's see. What else do I got here? I had to restart my iPad. I think that was part of the problem. So
you're part of the problem.
I am part of the problem.
Fuck. One tier.
Do you want to talk about Z-Bots more?
Z-Bots are sweet.
I don't want to talk about the Monster Manual too much, because I know we'll be doing a little bit of a bonus episode about the Monster Manual.
I thought we already did that.
No, we did it on the Player's Handbook.
No, nobody cared. Nobody cared about the bonus episode.
Nobody actually, people did. They got pretty good reviews.
Nah. Okay, I'm not going to talk about that.
But the that's actually what I have.
How are you gonna review the Monster Manual? It's like, it's monsters. It's good.
Well, are the monsters any good? That sort of thing like that on there. No, actually, you know what? I know you yell at me all the time for historical gaming, but I talked about it in the last podcast. I talked about Tank War for bolt action.
I believe you mean butt action.
Butt action. Slut action.
Never gets old.
Tank Wars is it just came out. Now they're releasing a box set for it, which is like $120. You get five 156 scale plastic tanks, 28mm scale plastic tanks, and the rules in it. Really cool looking set. So, I mean, I like tanks. I like, you know, 40K. That was one of the things that I know. That's what you. But when I played 40K, always liked the tanks. I always liked playing with tanks and everything like that. So I think it's just really cool. And the plastic sets are really nice, too. Like, there have been some, like, really cool
stuff. Do they
match
the mastery of the Lehman Russ?
No. No one matches the mastery of the Lehman Russ.
Did I ever mention the Lemon Russ guy?
The Lemon Russ guy.
You just kept calling it Lemon Russ?
Yeah, I think we've talked about it before.
I think that was way back when.
Yeah. But they had...
Now they get a Lemon Russ!
Like, looking at those fucking tanks for 40K now, I'm like, how are those still... How do people still buy them and justify spending $35 or $40 on those tanks?
On tabletop games? gaming news on Friday or Thursday, so it's still pretty recent. There was a Kickstarter, I guess, for tanks that looked exactly like guard tanks.
Yeah.
They looked fucking sweet. I have no idea what their prices were, but like they were like...
They're probably like fucking expensive because...
It was a Kickstarter, so I don't know. I think it was a Kickstarter. I can't remember the name. It was like something about tanking or something. I don't know. But like they looked really, really good, and I can only imagine that they're significantly cheaper than the Imperial Guard.
Probably not. That's
also, I heard an interesting rumor about why they're not called Imperial Guard anymore. Why they named the book.
What's this?
So, this is hearsay, but apparently someone, when Games Workshop was suing Chapter House and like suing people for IP rights and stuff, someone who was like a lawyer or copyright thingy for Disney was...
I talked about that on the podcast last week. Yeah. I said that the Imperial Guard was owned by, like the term Imperial Guard was owned by Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, apparently that is actually why they don't call it Imperial Guard anymore. Because this dude was overseeing the case or something and, like, threw it back in their face and was like, don't call him this.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, actual thing.
Actual thing.
Yeah, now you know.
Yeah, the, XCOM. We can talk about XCOM.
UFO defense?
That fucking game. Board game where you have to use an iPad with it.
Or phablet.
Or a phablet of
or
some
phone.
Kind. Yeah. Oh, by the way, also...
Or some sort of linked device, because you need an electronic device to play your fucking board game.
I did find... last podcast, we talked about... Ooh, new Nurgle stuff available from Games Workshop.
I saw those big guys on the big bases. Probably $75 each.
Probably. But on the last podcast, I was talking about a pirate minigame that was out that people really liked. Because it's Freebooter.
Oh, Freebooter's Fate?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I like those models a lot. They're sculpted, but I don't.
They're
remember.
Not little ships, though.
Yeah. Toot, toot.
When you say pirate minis game, I always assume like little ships,
little boats. Yeah,
and not anything by Spartan Games because they're apparently dead in the water.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Definitely intended.
What's up with that?
Got me, dude.
I mean, but they're still putting out stuff.
They probably just still sell to the UK or whatever.
Yeah, but they're just dead in the US. Like they don't do anything. That always bothers me. But. Well, what was I talking about?
Waves and waves of waves of men at them. The killbots at a preset kill limit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just, like, gaming-wise, it's like I'm kind of like, I got nothing going on right now.
I don't know. Gaming's terribly uninteresting right now. Like, I can any of the games I can talk about that I'm currently still playing... I've already talked about it.
Yeah,
like,
well,
there's nothing
like,
new.
That's kind of what I just...
Lord of the Rings LCG, still good.
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of my Mage War stuff because there's no area to play it.
Yeah.
There's just no... Like, if there was a consistent place to play it, I would not get rid of it, but...
No one's playing it with you?
There's... I need, like, an event.
Like an event to play?
Like a weekly thing or like by like even a monthly thing would be fine.
Well, that's what I do with Bolt Action. I mean, I play weekly with some guys just for the hell of it. Sometimes even bi-weekly.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. What is it called when you do two times a week? Is that bi-weekly? No, that's every 2 weeks.
Yeah, bi-weekly is every other week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. If you do it twice a week, I think you just say twice a week.
I do it twice a week sometimes, Steve.
Yeah, I think that's what you want to say.
Sometimes I do it every day.
That's definitely not accurate.
Sometimes twice a day.
Impossible. That definitely never happened, ever.
What are we talking about, Sex or Bolt Action?
Either.
We should play a game on this podcast called Sex or Bolt Action.
So it would be like, wait a minute. Just have like a drastic realization about their life. They just turn off our podcast, go outside, fucking throw their games in the trash, drive their car, get on a plane, and just like jump out in Africa and start helping relief victims or something. It's
Sex or Bolt Action.
Yep, that is exactly how that went down.
But yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Like I have a Steve's trying to fart, and there he goes. But yeah, it's not like there's been anything that's been like a major release. Like there's been a couple board games that I've been kind of like, oh, that's interesting. That's
King of New York's coming out soon.
Yeah, King of New York.
I don't know if you played Dead of Winter. That's a big game.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like you had a couple board games out that have been kind of fun, but it's not like I can go that deep into a board game that, you know, that's really fun about that. Like,
Twilight Imperium, though.
What about Twilight?
You well, can definitely go that deep in Twilight Imperium. And then you'll find Twilight Imperium goes that deep in you.
When you stare into the Twilight Imperium, you find that Twilight Imperium stares back.
now we're cooking with gas.
You know, which I feel is a major disappointment to our listeners, because I know they want to hear about games and they want to hear about what we're playing lately. I do play a lot, but it's a lot of the same stuff that we've been
playing. Because there's the same stuff.
There's nothing that's been coming out that's been really grabbing my attention in terms of that. And I don't feel like I'm in a rut either. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like I'm necessarily playing just the same stuff just because I have nothing else that I want to play. It's just because there's nothing really new coming out that I'm that interested in. I've played some Wild West Exodus lately. It's fine. It's a good game. It's not a bad, definitely not a bad mechanic. Not a bad system.
I heard it's busted. I heard one of them is the best, like, by far.
I mean, you know, you could always nerf whatever you need to nerf to make the game playable.
I didn't particularly look deep into it. I was like, it looked cool, but I never bought it into it.
Oh,
so.
Played some Mars Attacks. I did play that.
They got some great figures.
The figures are fucking great. The rules, but the figures are fucking fantastic. The terrain is really nice in there.
There's like the broken brick walls and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
and
like
the cow's on fire.
Yes, the cow's on fire. My personal favorite figure is the guy riding the giant flea. That's my favorite.
With the cowboy hat out,
woo! Yeah,
that's pretty hype.
But yes, Mars Attacks is a really great system. Nice looking game. It's not. I'll tell you this: does not have staying power. It will not be around after first few expansions. It's a very fun, quick game for like a two player game. It does not lend itself well to anything more than that. The figures are really, really nice, but they are CAD sculpted. They're very stiff. They are not very dynamic posed. So it's just kind of like, meh.
I will say the game will last as long as Topps is licensed with Mantic Ghost.
Mantic Ghost. Well, yeah. But I'm saying it's not, what I'm saying is there's not going to be a big community around Mars Attacks.
Well, it seems like I don't know if it's a new trend, but there's definitely a bit of a trend with like minis games that aren't minis games. Where they're board games.
Yeah, there's a couple up on Kickstarter right now.
They're like high. They're like stepped up board games. It's like, yes, this is a board game. It's something you're going to play in its box, take it out of the box, play in and out of the box, and like that's a board game. Super Dungeon Explorer is like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually probably the best example because they have great looking figures, great looking miniatures, and like it's a game that's in a box. But it's not like you're not going to go to a Super Dungeon Explorer tournament, most likely.
Oh, well, with the new rule set, you probably can.
Yeah, the Warbands one, but that's a different thing.
Yeah.
That's giving you breathing new life into your existing product.
What you already have. Oh, and also, speaking of Super Dungeon Explorer, and we've talked about Relic Knights before, played some Relic Knights for the first time. Really, I don't know why I was saying like I didn't do it, but I have done all this stuff, and I just haven't talked about it on the podcast. Relic Knights is a nice system. It's really good. I think it's designed around smaller play, but I could see people really trying to up it to more figs. It seems like one of those type games where it's like, this is how you're supposed to play it, and this is how everybody wants to play it. So
it's always terrible.
It's always the worst when people do that. Lord of the Rings.
War Machine.
Horde. Yeah. Some of the new War Machine and Horde stuff that's coming out is looking really good.
Figures look great, but I don't want to play 50 points. Like, I think that game is phenomenal. I think it's bad at 50 points. Like, I think 25-35 is where you should be, but everyone wants to play to 50, so it's kind of like
Yeah, that's what I kind of feel with Relic Knights. I feel like people are going to want to make that a bigger game, but it's like a really nice system. It's a little bit on the fiddly side. Like, you got to remember a lot of little things to do.
Do they not have quick reference cards?
It does, but okay. I mean, I don't know if it has quick reference cards. But I mean, the rules, you know,
that's the thing too. I don't know why that's not just fucking standard. Like, why everyone's not just doing what War Machine Hordes did. It's like War Machine Hordes and Dark Age, I think, are the only quick reference card minis. Like, I thought Infinity
Mercs
was,
does it too,
but Infinity,
it?
Well, Mercs, everything's in the cards. Yeah. Like, you don't actually need the minis for Mercs, but Mercs is a fucking 6-figure game. Mercs is actually really good. Like, their second edition is
too bad people are shitting on Myth right now.
Well, Myth's apparently people are playing Myth as like a family game.
Yeah. Well, people are shitting on Myth because they say the rules aren't finished.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's an easy fix.
Yeah. It's a nice looking game.
Yeah, I mean, rules are easy. That's the thing. If you're complaining about a game is the rules, that's, you know, you can stick around for one revision.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Like, if I think a game's like got potential, but I don't really like the current rules, when the rules change, I will give it a go and then either toss my hands up and go, well.
Like how I feel about Flame Tanks?
Fucked it up. Yeah, fucked up. So when the next edition of Butt Action comes out, and they have flame tanks that do 2d6 shots.
That's what they, well, they do 2d6
already. I'm sorry, 4d6 shots.
Yeah.
And then they automatically fail their morale tests when they're hit by the flame tanks. Then you can feel the real wrath of Alessio Cavatore.
Ugh. So,
hey, Mambo Italiano.
Hey, Alessio Cavatore. Nah, I can't make it work. But the, they do FAQs and, revisions to the, they have a living rule book for Bolt Action. So they're constantly doing FAQs and everything like that. And this time they released one. I'm like, ooh, what are they going to nerf? I figured it was for Tank Action, Tank War. And so
it would be awesome. It was just called Tank Action.
Tank Action. But for Tank War. And I was like, oh, let's see what they changed. And it was like, no, nothing fancy. And then I go to Alessio's Facebook page, and he's always posting stuff. And he's like, I've been thinking about flamethrowers. So I think that we should change Pete guys who have the man pack flamethrowers to do this, this, and this. And everyone's underneath it is just like, you have not listened to a single goddamn thing we have said. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about vehicle flamethrowers, not man pack flamethrowers. God damn it, Alessio Cavatore, you greasy Italian motherfucker.
Dude, I hope he makes them so fucking brutal in the next edition.
I could not tell. It was like, I was like 10-10.
I mean, the thing that's...
Well, hold on. I was like... 10-10, can't tell if Alessio's trolling us or not.
The thing I don't get is it's banned in all tournaments, right?
Yeah.
So then why are people complaining about it?
I don't know.
Like, if it's, like, complaining about banned card, like, that's something that only, like, greasy historical gamers would ever do. Because generally, when you're playing another game and you're complaining about shit, when it gets banned, you stop. Because your complaints have... Succeeded,
yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you've won the day.
No, I mean, there's lots of other, like,
beating that dead horse.
I know. I mean, people like something to complain about, and plus there's a lot of little things that also need to be fixed in the rules that are
then they should focus
fixed.
On those things, not the thing that's already fucking banned.
I know. Well, I mean, it's whatever have you on the tournament. It was just funny because it was like everyone was just like, God damn it, Alessio. What the fuck?
He knows exactly what he's doing,
the greasy Dago.
Damn, getting all racial up in y'all. Wait, so, are you part Italian?
Yeah.
Oh, then you can say that.
I can say that, yeah.
Those are the rules.
I'm halvesy. But yeah,
according to the rules of racism.
Yeah, what we talking about, with the revision for the board game, as long as you can stick with it. For Myth, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, they'll probably release an updated.
Because Merc, we were talking about the cards. For
Quick Reference Knights. Cards.
Yeah, I don't know if they have Quick Reference Cards in Nidalek Knights. The demo game I was playing did not have them.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, though.
But yeah, I like the system. I don't think you'd like it. I think you'd hate the system. Mainly because it's fiddly. There's like a lot of little like you have to allocate things and do other sorts of things. You might like it. I don't know. I shouldn't speak for you, but I can kind of tell that you'd probably not be very happy.
It already doesn't sound up my alley.
No, but
it does have a you go, I go initiative, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do like that.
Yeah. What I really like about it, it's a standard soda pop thing. I really like I like the sculpts. I like the overall feel of the game. There's not like a part that I could really pick apart and say like I don't like this.
Yeah, top to bottom, Soda Pop's pretty good company. So
yeah, and and trust me, it's like I really like what Ninja Division and what that whole thing, because they teamed up with the guys who do Helldorado and the guys who do Drop Zone.
Helldorado. Oh man, that'll be good.
And then the guys who do Drop Zone Commander.
Drop Zone.
Yeah.
That game, I see people talking about that game a lot. I see that game mentioned a lot. I see articles about that game a lot. I don't think I've ever seen anyone actually play that game.
Well, everything about it is great. Like, the figures are great. The terrain is fucking awesome. Those cardboard buildings and the mats that they do, fucking fantastic if you're playing that scale.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you play that scale and you're not using those cardboard buildings and those mats,
doing it wrong,
you are doing it fucking absolutely wrong. Like, I don't know why anyone would play it differently than that, but yeah, but they got all that stuff working with them, and it's really nice. So I'm very excited for that company. I think,
I don't know, does anyone play that game? Is it good? Let us know.
Yeah, well, I've read through the rules. It's a decent rule set. It's, you know, it's not 50, it's the, I think it's 15s. Yeah, right,
50 mil.
Yeah,
I think it's smaller than 15 mil.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I don't think I've seen the infantry. I've seen lots and lots of vehicles.
Well, I think it's epic scale. So what's that?
So it's 5 mil,
6 mil,
six. Yeah, yeah. The for heroes. Yeah, like tiny little dudes.
It is like epic scale, but I think the tanks are a little bigger than epic tanks.
Well, so they could be
just bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Like they're just a bigger tank.
Yeah, but I love all the stuff.
I like their walker mechs. Like there's the one that look porcelain, one faction. They look really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I have no complaints against the game. But once again, it's like what I'm looking for now in my gaming life is I'm looking for simplistic rules. I'm not looking for complicated fiddly rules. And people like that. I have no problem with it. That's one of the reasons why I fucking hate 40K.
Yeah, I like quick play. Like, I like games that go fast.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with 40K is when you have to spend 40 minutes before the game even starts rolling to figure out, like, my commander has this rule, and then we have this rule, and then we have to play on this battlefield, and we have this terrain, and, like, I don't need all that.
I mean, and 40K uses no chess clock. Like, I ain't about that life. Yeah. Like if I'm playing a game where I want to play events, like there's got to be a chess clock because there's too many people out there who just get the fucking like destroyed by analysis paralysis and they just like stand there and stare at their figures like and then they're wasting your time, their time, and then the game becomes a draw because your fucking opponent took a million years to fucking move his orc to the left.
I, you know what, I'm like that too. Well, it doesn't happen that often, but like every once in a while, I know that I get that when I'm playing a game. I'll be like sitting there, I'm like, okay, I have this all planned out. I know exactly what to do. Then it's like my turn. I'm just like, fuck, what am I doing?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get like that. I'll get like that when I first start playing a game, like or when I start doing something new in a game, like I've never done it before.
No, this is like fifth turn. Oh, so that's like, my brain just is like, all right, I'm out of here. I'll be back in five.
But see, I'm okay with that if we're playing with a chess clock. Because that means you have your time, and you can use your time how you'd like. If you don't play promptly or quickly, you lose, and I win. And if I don't, then you win. And I think that's the most fair way to do it. Because you know, Warhammer, that like I've received so many draws at Warhammer tournaments because my opponent was a fucking doucher who like either had like a million figures, so it took him a fucking year to move his army across the table. And like, I mean, it's intentional. And it's a strategy. They move every one of their guardsmen 1 inch. Forward, each individual guardsman a single inch, measuring each guardsman. Like, I get it. It's fucking bullshit, but I get it.
Yeah.
The only thing is, like, mostly you get draws. Like, I guess, like, if you roll really well, you can get a win.
Yeah.
Because your opponent doesn't have enough time to, like, play you outside of the draw. But, so yeah, chess clock, or get the fuck out of here.
Chess clock. We're running out of time, so I just have one last bit of news. I'm kind of saving this for last because I figured that you might go in a little bit of a rant.
Robin Williams died. Was that the news? I think everybody heard.
I think we've already heard it. No, Battlefront, who owns, you know, who does the Flames of War, and also owns
Gale Force 9,
got a new printing deal. So now a lot of their books are going to be a lot cheaper, or not a lot cheaper, but they're going to be cheaper from what I hear. That is a rumor.
Books?
Yeah, like, well, the Flames of War books. But, you know, if they do any role-playing stuff through Gale Force 9, they're going to the printing, since they got a printing deal, it's going to be cheaper. So that's actually kind of interesting. It's kind of nice because I know at least from games, I don't play Flames of War, but I know their books are fucking ass expensive. Like
workshop expensive?
Well, like those, every one of their hardcovers is $50.
So still cheaper than workshop.
Yeah. Their soft covers are $30. So, I mean, yes, cheaper than Workshop, but yeah, that's...
Oh, if their soft covers are $30, that's pretty standard.
I know, but I mean, still kind of a little on the more expensive side. They're not very thick books for what you're getting for $30. Mm. But, I mean, they're very well done. They're very nice, you know, stuff like that. But it is... I think that is kind of cool that hopefully it'll translate. It'll probably be just $5 cheaper. Like, the hardcovers might be $45. Mm. But who cares? No one plays Flames of War because we're not old enough. They don't let us yet. Sometimes I go into like I go into game stores and I see the guy, like the little kids playing Flames of War with like their grandpas or whoever. I'm just kind of like, oh man, it's starting off wrong.
You need a longer, whiter beard before you can attempt that.
Kids walk around with his little mobile scooter
suspenders and the old man hat.
Yeah,
little American flag plugging his freedom cart.
All right.
Freedom! I'm proud to be American, cause at least I know I'm free.
Ride my freedom scooter. Got my gun with me.
I won't forget the man who died so I could eat fried turkey.
Fried turkey's delicious.
Exactly.
All right. Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy.
I'd stand up, but my knees hurt, so I'm staying in my chair.
Like our Facebook page, /Game Classy. You could also like Planet Arbitrary's Facebook page, Planet Arbitrary.
That's and where, like Pat's Retro Game Review Podcast.
Like the Pat's Retro Video Game Review Podcast. They always call us their sister podcast. I don't know if they're trolling or...
I'm in.
You're in? Sisters? We're doing it for ourselves?
We'll be the Onechan.
The Onechan. What's that?
They'll be the Onechan.
What's that?
Onechan? Oni and Onechan. Nechan is sister. Nechan is...
You can't just say shit like that and expect I figured you'd know. No, I don't know anything about anime. I've gone over this 12 billion times with you.
Your nerd level is very low.
Only in, when it comes to anime, because it's just like... Shogun. Just like anime, I get some... We've talked about this a thousand times. I get some of it, but it's just like most of the time, don't fucking care. It's very bad, poorly animated cartoons. Most of the time. Good chunk. But aside from that,
I mean, the vast majority of anime is pure shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's
but
like
the vast majority of everything is pure shit.
Well, yeah, and then you're like, "Well, have you watched Onisuku 48?" I'm like, "What the fuck's that? It's the greatest anime show of all time."
That's not a real thing.
I know. I've just made something up. And so I'm just like, I no, because I just assume everything. Like, there's a few that I like. I like, you know, I really like Space Dandy. I've enjoyed that show. It's silly and stupid. Yeah. But aside from that, okay, so yeah, so listen to Pat's Radio Game Retro Video Game Review Podcast, also known as PatCast, also known as Play On, where they talk about video games. Like, Steve really wants to talk about video games with them, but they won't let him, so he gets really angry and upset.
No, I'm not upset. I just like correcting people.
No, you got pretty red when you were talking about that. I believe it's called this.
That was my erection.
Actually. Oh, that was your erection?
Yeah.
Just the blood, just your full body erection.
It just like... Like my whole body tensed, the veins started pumping up, and I felt the jism running through my entire body.
That seems like your type of thing. Like when you cannot correct someone, when you physically cannot correct someone because you are not in the same room or you're listening,
I get fucking mad.
You get fucking angry. I could tell
it's
that
true.
About you.
Yeah. It's true. I fucking love proving people wrong. I love it. I'm just like, no, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Really? We've never seen that about you.
I love
podcast.
It. I love it so hard.
Oh man! But then
then they have to sit there and they have to be wrong.
good times. We have our YouTube channel.
Check out this tape.
It's got pickles. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
So we have you also got our YouTube page. We have our
please help our random views.
Weird. We have our iTunes.
You know what you need to do? You need to make the thumbnails for the YouTube things boobies.
Boobies.
All of them just boobs.
That'd be really funny.
But make them man boobs.
Good day, Steve Cleavage. Stevage.
No. Never mind. We need quality man boobage.
Quality man boobage. Okay, so we also have our iTunes page. You can like, comment, subscribe on there. It's great. We also have we're available on Stitcher Radio, so we have that going for us as well. It doesn't mean anything. We have our Kickstarter where we're hoping to deal with the Gamers Tavern. No, we have our Reddit page too, which I'm going to start working on now that I'm at work. And I'd be much more active on the Reddit page.
If we run a Kickstarter, I will say one of the pledge levels, I will send them a picture of my butt. Mm-hmm. And I'll write their name on it as well.
Can we do Polaroids?
Polaroids, yes. Just fucking sleazy Polaroids. it's good stuff.
God, fucking love Polaroids. There is something really sleazy about
Polaroid. I don't think I mentioned it, but that Shinkukan Kickstarter, the steampunk anime girl one,
yeah,
that got funded.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I can't wait for mine to come in.
Yeah, ooh, man, Steve.
I'm gonna Steve, defeat you with my anime girls.
Steve, did you? Why'd you put a clear coat of resin on that? Before, and a clear coat.
Don't need a clear coat of resin. They're actually already super nice. They're already coated.
It's like, Steve, why'd you put another layer of hard coat on there?
It's not. It's hard coat, Ma. I swear.
It's hard coat. It's hard coat, Mom. I swear. All right.
Why does he sound like an orc?
I like how you're like, why does it not? Why does he sound Cockney? It's why does he sound like an orc?
Yeah. I mean,
you'd go to London and you'd be like, why does that guy sound like an orc? What does that guy sound like?
These guys are orcs.
Why does this guy sound like an orc?
I thought they were London people, but they're London orcs. Lorks. They're a bunch of lorks over here.
A bunch of lorks. All right. So, Steve, until next time.
See ya.
Game classy.